The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, starting off with a little bit of entertainment news. Just in case you didn't hear and will be thrilled about this, the divorce has been finalized between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They'll share custody of kids, and Kim will pick up a cool $200,000 a month in child support. Woohoo! Prince William and wife Kate Middleton have crossed the pond for a trip to the United States. Sources indicate the royal couple have no plans to see Prince Harry and Meghan Markle during the visit. Dirty Dancing, the 1987 hit film, is getting a sequel. Jennifer Grey says she isn't the only returning character from the movie. The Dirty Dancing sequel is set to start filming next year. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas, otherwise known as UNLV, announced the death of actor Clarence Gilyard. He was an associate professor at the College of Fine Arts. As an actor, he was Chuck Norris's partner, Jimmy Trevette, on Walker, Texas Ranger. Gilyard's other credits include the NBC legal drama Matlock. He played the computer expert in Die Hard and made his film debut in Top Gun as Sundown, one of the elite fighter pilots. Clarence Gilyard was 66. Country singer Jake Flint has died. The 37-year-old died in his sleep just hours after his wedding to his publicist. No word yet on a cause. That's country singer Jake Flint. Okay, let's see what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. Currently, through the 18th, it's Cinderella. Of course, a holiday tradition, it's returning for its 38th year. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and some resourceful fairy folk. All righty, and starting, next year, right off the top, the second half of the season at Raleigh Little Theater includes Blood Wedding, a folk tragedy. That starts January 27th. Runs through February 12th. Fancy Nancy, the musical, March 17th through the 26th. My Wonderful Birthday Suit, May 5th through the 21st. And Hands on a Hard Body from June 2nd to June 18th. And now through the 16th of January, if you have a hankering for some skating, you can join or you can visit the rink, rather. Come and enjoy the thrill of ice skating in a winter wonderland created in the heart of downtown Raleigh. The rink is presented by UNC Health. Here are some of the activities you can enjoy by stopping by. Winter wonderland-themed ice rink. Cozy stations with lounging furniture and heat warmers. Fire pits to warm up, 20-foot decorated Christmas tree, a holiday photo op, a snack bar, and theme nights. That's all at Red Hat Amphitheater. The music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park next year. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000. No word on tickets, but you can sign up for a newsletter through the event's website, dreamvillefest.com. Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin said the economic impact of the festival on Raleigh is huge. The first festival in 2019 brought in an estimated $3.8 million. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. Performances starting at 8 o'clock, and last noted, coming up Wednesday, December 7th, Emmanuel Gatt Dance, Love Train 2020. The work explores the intersections between choreography, music, audio, and visuals to move audiences and tell stories. Love Train 2020 is a choreographic ode to the sound and vibe of the 80s, as embodied in the music of Tears for Fears, with its utopic drive and epic groove. Thursday, January 12th, Theo Crocker, Love Quantum, a storyteller who speaks through his trumpet. Love Quantum is his seventh studio album and the latest iteration of his ever-evolving sound, which incorporates jazz, hip-hop, R&B, and various other genres. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Hong Kong Ballet's Romeo and Juliet. Ancient grudges and warring families, passion and tragedy. The iconic balcony scene. Shakespeare's timeless tale of star-crossed lovers is given a fresh and thought-provoking retelling. Set in 1960s Hong Kong with designs incorporating mid-20th century Hong Kong street life. And this is at Memorial Hall. Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, Jen Shiyu, Zero Grasses, Ritual for the Losses, a raw coming-of-age exploration of grief, legacy, family, race, sexuality, fertility, technology's effect on our connection with nature and to each other, our own conflicting ambitions, and an investigation of life. That's at Current Art Space and Studio. And Wednesday, February 1st. So Percussion and Caroline Shaw. So Percussion has redefined the role of modern percussion ensemble with innovative original productions, rich collaborations, and sensational interpretations of modern classics. Caroline Shaw has made a career of crossing boundaries of medium and genre, and she continues to create avenues for classical music. Shaw is a Pulitzer Prize and Grammy Award winner and is a native of Greenville, North Carolina. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall. Showtime, 7:30. All right, switching to Duke performances. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Tuesday, January 10th, Louis Lorty, the world-leading French-Canadian pianist, returns to Duke performances with his trademark bravura. Amazing display of color and beautiful way with a melodic line, that from the Los Angeles Times. With a clutch of Schubert songs arranged for the piano, he is able to highlight the lyricism and vast potential of the genre. Baldwin Auditorium at 7:30. Sunday, January 22nd, Mo Mix, this is Alice. Magical, mysterious, eccentric fun will be the order of the evening as you travel with director Moses Pendleton and his dance troupe, Momix, down the rabbit hole. Alice, inspired by none other than Alice in Wonderland, pulls off the magic with a fusion of dancing, lighting, music, costumes, and projected imagery. This is at Page Auditorium at 7. Tuesday, January 31st, Machine de Cirque, La Galerie. The circus is coming town, but not just any circus. This is a Quebec City-based company that packs high doses of dizzying feats, powerful emotions, poetry, intelligence, and humor into their fearless show. Page Auditorium at 7:30. Then Saturday, February 4th, Duke Performances Poulenc Trio, an ensemble that combines piano, oboe, and bassoon. The trio, characterized by the Washington Post as urbane and sophisticated with near effortless lightness and grace, has greatly expanded the repertoire available for this unusual instrumentation, with more than 20 new works having been produced for them. And the performance is at Baldwin Auditorium. Taking a look around the triangle at some of the entertainment events, Carytown events coming up December 21st and 2nd, and again December 28th and 29th, the Motown Sound of Christmas. The Town of Cary and Pure Life Theater Company joined together again to produce a wonderful Motown experience. The Motown Sounds of Christmas has a new script with new selections of Motown music that celebrate the holidays and Motown performances at 7:30 at Cary Arts Center. Everything else is well in the next year, such as the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at Cary Arts Center. But Marvelous Music Family Series, Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th, Cary Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic. The Nutcracker, in addition to a mini ballet demonstration staged by Cary Ballet Company's artistic director, Mary Elena Ruiz. That's all in Cary coming up. Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, December 10th, Neuse River Big Band. These North Carolina triangle-based artists will have your toes tapping during an unforgettable trip down memory lane, along with some of your favorite holiday tunes. Performances on Saturday, December 10th at 3, and again at 7:30. All right, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Classical concert series, the next performance is January 22nd. Carolina Contemporary Composers presents Winter Winds, featuring the Reedy or Not Chamber Ensemble, January 22nd, a Sunday, and the show starts at 3 o'clock. And then Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th, Deck the Stage and Secret Santa the Musical, a choir room Christmas. Friday performance is at 7:30, two shows on Saturday at 3 and 7:30, and then on Sunday, a matinee at 3 o'clock. In Clayton, Friday, December 9th, Heather Land Live. Comedian, author, and singer Heather Land tells it like it is with sarcasm and southern charm. And that's at 7:30, the Clayton Center. Then on January 20th, comedian and actor Paul Reiser. If you happen to be out of town and want to check out some events in the state at Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Saturday, December 10th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Thursday, December 15th, Charlotte R&B Music Experience. And then Saturday, January 21st, Barry Manilow hits 2023. That's at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Then at the Greensboro Coliseum, Sunday, December 11th, for King and Country, A Drummer Boy Christmas. Saturday, December 17th, Pentatonics, A Christmas Spectacular, with a special guest girl named Tom. Wednesday, December 28th, WWE Live Holiday Tour. All right, the clubs in Raleigh. The Ritz on Industrial Drive. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Sunday, December 11th, the Front Bottoms. Saturday, December 31st, Marcus King, Youngblood Tour. Okay, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, December 7th, Wordplay Dame and Friends featuring Shame Gange, Jay Rashad, and many more. Thursday, December 8th, None After Hours with 3 a.m. Sound, Nige Hood, Kata Light, and Whitey. And Friday, December 9th, Consider the Source, Max Power Tour with Brutus. Saturday, December 10th, Bit Brigade performs Mega Man 2, plus DuckTales Live with Standards. Sunday, December 11th, Tie for Thought presents North Carolina Got Next Independent Artist Showcase. Thursday, December 15th, Before It's Too Late, 8 o'clock. Friday, December 16th, Tubab Crew with Chill Paxton. Saturday, December 17th, Randy of Trailer Park Boys, Randy's Christmas Tour in Raleigh, and that is at 3 o'clock. Also on Saturday, December 17th, Dead Letter Office with Caligula Blushed, and that show is at 9. Sunday, December 18th, Estimated Prophet, Grateful Dead Tribute, 7:30. Tuesday, December 20th, Moving Boxes with Blank State and I and the Lad, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, December 21st, Daniel Anderson and Heroic Dose with the Jonathan Robinson Band and E-Train Manon. That show starts at 8. Thursday, December 22nd, Boom Unit Brass Band with Control-Alt-Delete at 8. Friday, December 23rd, Purple School Bus at 8. Monday, December 26th, Sweet Dream with Boy Named Sue, Max Gowan, and Saffron. And that show starts at 7. Okay, the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Wednesday and Thursday, December 7th and 8th, Delta Ray with Emily Scott Robinson. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 9th, The Connells with special guest The Whom at 8:30. Saturday, December 10th, Yarn with the Dune Dogs at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, December 14th, Andy Frasco and the UN with Little Stranger at 8:30. Thursday, December 15th, The Vegabonds with Grady Spencer and The Works, 8:30. Friday, December 16th, Arrested Development with special guest Terminator X, or Terminator 10, at 8 o'clock. Saturday, December 17th, Neighbor with Sicard Hollow at 8:30. Sunday, December 18th, WQDR Christmas Show, featuring Scotty McCreary, George Burge, and Kylie Morgan. The show starts at 6:30. Thursday, December 22nd, Jump, Little Children with Francis Cone at 8. Friday, December 23rd, Smell the Glove at 10:30. Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, to close out the year, Big Something with Chris Jacobs Band on Thursday, Into the Fog on Friday, and Red Panda on Saturday. Okay, let's take a look at the lineup at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Wednesday, December 7th, Allman Family Revival. This is a celebration of life, spirit, and music of Greg Allman, hosted by his son, Blues Music Award-winning Devin Allman. Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th at DPAC, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, featuring a live symphony orchestra. The ballet will re-envision The Nutcracker for today's audiences while staying true to its historic roots. Wednesday through Sunday, December 14th through the 18th, Theater in the Park's A Christmas Carol. Of course, with a cast of almost 100, this wonderful holiday story is brought to life with great songs and tremendous heart. The humor is topical and sometimes biting, but is woven brilliantly into this Broadway-quality production. This is not your grandparents' version of the Charles Dickens classic. Monday, December 19th, a magical Cirque Christmas. Experience the enchantment of Christmas as magical hostess Lucy Darling takes you through an evening of dazzling performances and breathtaking Cirque artists. December 22nd, North Carolina's own Fantasia. The North Carolina native burst onto the scene in 2004 as the season 3 winner of Fox's American Idol. Since then, she's released 5 albums, many which debuted at number 1 on Billboard's R&B chart. She's also won a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance and was honored with the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Song. Friday, December 23rd, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. A unique and joyful holiday mashup for the whole family, the Hip Hop Nutcracker is a contemporary dance spectacle set to Tchaikovsky's timeless music. And starting off the new year, Tuesday through Sunday, January 3rd through the 8th at DPAC, it's Tina, the Tina Turner musical. Her voice is undeniable. Her fire is unstoppable. Her triumph is unlike any other. This new musical reveals a comeback story like no other of a woman who dared to defy the bounds of racism, sexism, and ageism to become the global queen of rock and roll. Also next year, Friday, January 13th, Anthony Hamilton, Charlotte native. Saturday, January 14th, Stephen Scherer, Share the Love Music Tour. Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd, Come From Away. Friday and Saturday, January 27 and 28, Jim Gaffigan, The Dark Pale Tour. And Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, it's Cats. All right, switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Wednesday, December 7th, Finding Purpose presents Finding Christmas featuring John McLaughlin, a Christmas concert featuring Oscar-nominated American pop rock singer and songwriter John McLaughlin. Join us for a Christmas concert as we enjoy classics and celebrate the purpose of Christmas, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, December 9 and 10, it's Holiday Pops from the North Carolina Symphony. There's no place like May Mandy Concert Hall for the holidays. Join your North Carolina Symphony and a special guest star vocalist at this festive concert full of holiday favorites and traditional carols you know and love. Friday favorites at noon, then at 8 on Friday, 2 performances on Saturday, a matinee at 3, the evening show at 8. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th, Theater in the Parks, A Christmas Carol. That's, of course, at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, December 10th, Storybook Tales, presented by Raleigh Dance Theater. Tuesday, December 13th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, December 14th, Feliz Navidad from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday, December 15th, the Wait, Wait Stand-Up Tour at May Mandy Concert Hall. December 16th through the 24th, the Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 17th and 18th, Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, December 20th, Jim Brickman, A Very Merry Christmas at Fletcher Opera Theater. And starting off the new year, January 7th, Beethoven Lives Upstairs from the North Carolina Symphony. January 13th, the Steel Wheels, a Pine Cone event. January 13 and 14, Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances from the North Carolina Symphony. And January 15th, it's George Lopez, OMG High Comedy Tour. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. December 7th, it's Herb Albert and Lanny Hall, A Christmas Wish. Saturday, December 10th, Triangle Youth Ballet, The Nutcracker, shows at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Thursday, December 15th, Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet, that starts at 7. Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and His Contemporaries, that starts at 3 with the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. And Thursday, January 19th, it's the Giggly Squad Live with Hannah Berner and, let me see here to get it right, Paige DeSorbo. That's all coming up in the next month or two. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It's also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.